Hey, a bunch of lebs beat some guy up.
Why'd they do that?
Because of what happened yesterday.
The festival.
It wasn't a festival, it was a riot. Now you be a good girl for mummy, all right?
Where are you going?
Daddy's got to go beat up some wogs.
It's the day after the riots and Sydney is a city on edge.
We need weapons.
What do you need weapons for?
Personal reasons.
Briefly to the Australian black comedy Down Under, which finally gets a release this week after its screenings at the Melbourne and Sydney film festivals. It's set in the aftermath of the 2005 Cronulla riots in Sydney, which saw racial bigotry and violence explode against Australians of Middle Eastern origin and triggered some pretty terrible aftershocks. I've spoken about the film after it premiered at the City Film Festival in June. There's an extensive written review on the Final Cut webpage. But a couple of words about it for those who haven't heard me speak about it yet. It's written and directed by Abe Forsyth, who's also an actor but doesn't star in this. He made the Ned Kelly comedy Ned. He's gathered a talented cast here to animate some wonderfully grotesque suburban characters. In particular, two groups of men who are riding around at night from opposite ends of Sydney in their cars, both looking for trouble. And there are some very funny ideas on screen, one of them featuring a thug with a completely bandaged head after recovering from a face tattoo, has remarkable comic mileage. Unfortunately, I think the film's refusal to criticise powerful targets in the media or in politics does miss an opportunity. The lack of a broader context or any explicit critique of those who helped fan the flames of hatred means that Down Under presents its story of two very different groups of young men, one Arab, the other Anglo, as almost interchangeable. Fair enough, I guess there's a message here about us all being alike, but there is barely any acknowledgement of the difference between being a disenfranchised minority or an enabled and privileged majority, however rogue that section of the majority is. I also felt that seeing an Anglo director directing Anglo racism at its worst was an opportunity. I came away from Down Under, however, with no new insights about Australian racism or nationalism beyond some pretty standard cartoonish comic references to Anzacs and macho sexism. Down Under does have its moments, it does deserve an audience, and it's beautifully shot, but ultimately it's disappointing.